It is time for the highly informative and the very dependable Golf Tip of the Week. Bryson DeChambeau. The victors write the history style.
I knew you were going to say that. Sheesh. That's the only one that's been predictable. All right, this week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Jim, who said this, but don't answer yet. This guy is absolutely box office. He's exuberant. Some people like him, some people don't. That's what the game wants. The game needs figures. All right, got it?
This is a recent quote, too.
Yes, it was. All right, this week's Tip of the Week is get out of the bunker like a pro.
Get out of the bunker like a pro. Very good, CD.
Very good. All right, so I'm talking greenside bunkers now.
Greenside bunkers.
Greenside bunkers. One of the, you know, I hear people all the time say how hard it is to hit out of bunkers. Bunker shots are probably the easiest golf shot you're ever going to get to hit because you never want to make contact in a greenside bunker with the golf ball. All right? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get in a bunker, and I want you to take your normal stance in the bunker with your sand wedge, and I want the ball to be a little bit more forward in your stance. Then I want you to keep your... right foot or your trail foot perpendicular to your target line, and I want you to move your lead foot off the line so your stance is somewhat open.
Okay.
Okay? I want you to draw a line in the sand because you're practicing. I want you to draw a line in the sand on your feet line to see where that angle is.
Right.
Then I want you to draw a line through the golf ball to where your target is.
Okay.
All right? Now...
Now, geometrically speaking, Greg, would that line be, let's call it like a 45-degree angle?
That would be an accurate statement. I'd give you 45
degrees. Isn't that what Patrick Reed does?
Yep.
Try and land the sand.
Yep, he does.
Good one, CK.
But doesn't realize he did it.
Right.
So, now, you've got this line that you want to have going towards your target. What you do is when you swing the golf club, you want to swing the golf club on a little bit steeper, upright, more angle than what you would a normal golf shot where you get a little bit wider with a golf swing. You want to swing a little bit more upright. And when you swing down through the golf ball, I don't want you cutting across the golf ball. First of all, I want the club face to be facing the sky when you get in that bunker. I want the club face facing the sky. So what you do is you turn that club in your hands before you get over the golf ball so that club face is straight up at the sky. Then you get in there, and I want you to swing that club down that target line. I don't want you to cut across the ball. I don't want you to swing inside to out. I want you to swing that club down your line and make contact with the sand first. It doesn't matter inch, 2 inches, 3 inches. You're swinging the club fast. You can't control where you hit behind the golf ball. So just make sure that you take out the sand and take out the sand going straight down your target line. It's no different, really, than any other golf shot that you're going to hit. You want to swing the club down your target line, but specifically on this one, you're changing your backswing a little bit because you're going to swing a little bit steeper up and steeper through. And so, but I see so many people try to cut across the golf ball, and that's so wrong. If you watch any tour player, when their club swings through the golf ball, it's swinging toward their target line. So I want you to get in that bunker. I want you to draw like about a 45-degree angle for where your feet line will be and where your target line will be. And I want you to swing that club on your target line going back and through. You're going to be amazed at how much better you get out of the bunker. And don't forget, speed is your friend on the downswing. Don't try to help it out. Don't try to gouge it out. Swing through just like you were swinging through a regular golf shot. Finish that golf swing. You'll be amazed at how many more shots you get out of the bunker successfully and closer to the hole.
And the only way you can keep that face towards the sky is if you have a firm left or lead side.
Yep. So, Jim?
Yes, sir.
That is your golf tip of the week.
And a fine one at that.
Brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard, we got you.